Neil, thanks for joining us so quickly. You would have wanted a response after this week. Did you feel you got it?
Who'd be a manager? Who would be a manager, James? I mean, listen, we definitely got a response. The first half, I don't care who you're playing against. That's as good as we've been. I thought we were threatening in all areas. We moved the ball superbly well. We should have been 3 or 4 up. You come out the second half, we don't start well. We talk about the next goal being important. Who'd be a manager? You've got no idea what's going to happen there. You need to be here to believe it. I'm not going to go over it. And probably, you know, one goal from Stafford or some people going, oh, you've got it wrong, that's not right, Renault. But you can't control that. And that we know. However, after that, I thought the way we managed the game was superbly well. And we got stronger. Thought we looked threatening in wide areas. Dante Gabbadon, Jordan Buckley and so on. Nearly scored a third at the end. Thought the subs were magnificent when they came on. So, listen, all in all, we got a response. And I don't care who you play in this level of football. Look at the recent 7 or 8 games. Apart from the Rylands game, they've only been beat by one goal, and that's against top sides as well. So it's not easy, but we've won a game, and we're delighted about that.
Do you regard this game of two halves, if ever I saw one? Would you give credit to Dave Cook for the way he got the response out of Stafford, or do you not like to look at it that way?
No, I don't, to be honest. I like Dave. I've got nothing against Dave.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, yeah. But I don't give him credit. I gave us discredit for dropping deep, for not winning first contacts. We then conceded a silly goal. We give any team... I've never remembered a team giving us a goal or goals like we give to other teams at times. But you look at Curtis Jones, he's been exceptional all game. He's just made a horrendous mistake. And, you know, is it him? Should Pat have not took it in his box before that? Should Pat have come for it? You need to look back on it. But all you do is give teams a leg up. And don't matter if you're bottom of the league, top of the league. You give them opportunities, they're going to sniff a little bit of vulnerability. And we're slightly vulnerable. But, James, you know, you talk about a game of two halves. I just thought, you know, when you have psychological difficulties, and we have when we've conceded silly goals this season, we've capitulated, we haven't held on. We should have won the game 3-1, 4-1. We've done really well, and we've dug it through, and it's a good 3 points.
The last 10 minutes, I thought, you know, FC managed the game, but there was a period, I felt, when they had some chance, they hit the bar, had some chance. Did you not feel then that you're almost being dominated?
Yeah, we dropped deep. That's exactly what we did. You look, anyone looks at this in this football game, where my back four were in the first half, they're at the halfway line, we're making first contacts, Curtis Jones is stepping into play, fullbacks are high, wingers are high. Second half, we don't come out of the 18-yard box, and we kind of take it onto that self-destruct button. We invite play on, we invite a silly goal. And of course, you're going to look at it and go, we've invited him, but we've got a great side. Why do we want to drop deep when you've got Jordan Buckley down the middle? Why do you want to drop deep when you've got, you know, Gabbadon and Woodcock in wide areas? It's a mental thing. You know, we've got to get it out of him. Rob Emery's been here long enough now to see it, and he's seen what I'm seeing. But it's a coaching point, and it's not a kind of let's take him out, let's hang him out to dry. It's an individual mindset that allows us to do that. But we've got to get out of it, because when we attack, we're such a good side. You can see that.
Yeah, that would have been... It was a very entertaining game. Looking at some individuals, we've given the player of the match to Aaron Bennett, who's a real grafter, isn't he? And particularly, he did manage things very well at the end there, very determinedly. He's obviously a skillful player, but someone who's always available as well.
He's a great player. I mean, he was in the Championship last season, in and around the first team at Preston North End. That's a quality we've got. And for some reason, he's dropped out of that level, and he's here. But, you know, people look at it and say, we've got to get him fit. He's muscular. He's solid. He's a great choice of passer. He's great ability. You've seen he nearly scored at the end there. But what impressed me more than hitting the post was his work rate after that to block it off in front of the main stand paddock and, you know, do what he does. And it's a great addition. And look, you can see Buckley tired today. Bennett tired today. It's the first 90 minutes in how long? So we can only get better. We can only get sharper. And we can only learn how to play with each other. But we do need more reinforcements. I'm not going to hide that. You know, we've lost Donoghue again. We've lost Fitzmartin again today. We had Lafferty on the bench because of muscular pain. So we do need, you know, 2 or 3 bits to come in.
What about McLaughlin as an attacking right-back and a superb goal? You must have been very pleased with that.
But I said to Deck at half-time, listen, he came to us not as a natural right-back. And for us now, if he's going to play right-back, we've got to coach him not to get caught wrong side, to drop in key areas. But when Pat Boyes distributed that ball early, reminded me of Lavercombe last season, gets the ball early, throw it out to the fullback, Deck travels in, goes onto his weak foot and slams one into the top corner, and then straight after that you've got Guy Hall doing the same thing. So, you know, Deck's a good player, but again, he's a young kid, he's learning his trade, and at the minute maybe a bit of hustle and bustle in midfield, he can't get in, so you take him out and he goes in at right back and does well.
How important that Jordan Buckley gets off the mark on his return.
Great finish, great lad, great ability, wants to come and play for me and the football club, you know, so popular in the dressing room. We've had to manage him through. We know that he's nowhere near match fit, but he worked his stones off today and got his goal and nearly got another one. And I thought the ref was really harsh on him today. I was lucky enough to see the iPad clip back at half time. It's a penalty. It's a penalty all day long. You can watch it, watch it, watch it. It's a penalty. And he books Jordan Buckley. And then after that, it seems to be everything Jordan did, he went against him, which I thought it was slightly unfair. But you may get that as a big centre forward.
Well, when he went over, it certainly wasn't a simulation. He either slipped or he was fouled. It didn't look like he simulated a foul. Nobody was claiming a penalty.
No. We watched it back at half time. He's clipped him. He's gone down. You know, it's a bit of a, he clips him. You know, and the good thing about us having the iPad work on the bench is that we can see it straight away. And I'm not going to go into the referee's room and say, look at that. But Jordan managed the game well. You look at the response when he comes off. You know, everybody's up and everyone's clapping him. And it was testament, you know, testament. And it was nice to give him that ovation. But I know that the longer he's here and the fitter he gets, he's going to score goals and he's going to be a menace.
And Dante Gabidon, a incredibly skillful player. We almost gave him man of the match to set up the second goal, of course. When he gets his final decision-making right, then he's going to be some player, isn't he?
Of course he's got to score in the first half. He knows that. He's got to wait for Belford to go to ground, then he doesn't. He's got to choose his options better because he's, you know, talent-wise, and he's got to recover a lot better, and he knows that. You know, but when he's going at your 1v1, all hell breaks loose. But you just need to know as a player, if I was playing out there, where's his delivery going to be? You know, and sometimes he's that unpredictable that we don't know where to make our runs, and that's a learning curve for Donson. He knows that. Leave it into the second 6 yard box or across 6 yard box, just a position where we know the ball's going to land, and if we make them right runs, we're going to score. But that again, it's learning. You know, we dragged him out of, but you know what, Northwest County's only, you know, 12 months ago, so he's a fantastic talent, wants to learn, signed a contract, so we'll keep working with him.
So it's a real FC player, this sort of player that we want to see here at
definitely.
FC.
Definitely, and listen, I mean, Jay Fitz went down ill, you know, today. You could have had Jay Fitz on one side and Dante on the other side, like we had at games, but we didn't. Jay drops out and Wilcock did, you know, similar on the other side, and I know he gave the ball away for their goal, but that should be avoided. But I thought Maxi did well. I just thought it was a different type of performance. And you know, whichever way you look at it, you know, we said before the game, I think it was 2 defeats in 7. That's 2 defeats in 8. It's 2 wins out of 3. There's loads of positives to pick out of it. It's 28 points now. It's, if I don't know, results have gone for or against us today, but we just got to keep doing what we're doing. And if the second half of the season we can start strong, which it looks like we have done today, we can kick on. You know, we can catch people above us, but we obviously rely on Donahue.
Some very interesting, you know, results today. Yeah. I mean, FC are 10 points off the playoffs now, 11 points from
them
safety.
Them two words are banned from our dressing room, James.
Yeah, what, the so, PO?
Yeah, so you'll never hear me talk
but
about
that. But was I in your dressing room?
No,
have we suddenly been transported into our dressing room?
But I'm just saying to you that we banned them two words because we don't even want to think about what's above us. All what we want to do is learn as a young group to kick on. We're going to have setbacks. Well, we've had setbacks. You know, I'm going to have setbacks. You're going to get criticism. You're going to get all kinds. And what we want to do here is nail down this side, build with them, you know, develop them. And if we can win games and pull back people, then who knows where we're going to end up. But we've got no divine right. But we know this season that the likes of Radcliffe, your Macclesfield, your Bradford, your Worksops, your Staffers today, whoever else, your Gainsboroughs, we can give anyone a game of football. But we need people fit. And if I'm sure that when we get Donahue back, we get Fitzmartin back, you get Lafferty back, we will start picking points up over the course of the season, and who knows, we may end up in the PO, but we won't say it.
Ironically, I banned that word for one game and then it came back. Anyway, so finally the Christmas fixture list. It's going to be tough for some of the players, Jordan Buckley, to do 390 minutes.
Of course it is.
And
I mean,
Charlie Ennis maybe as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a heavy pitch today, but it's similar to everybody. You know, I think there's a full fixture list on today. I think the only people that will have an advantage of the lads who've played on 3G today, you know, heavy legs. But I know what James, the lads will look after himself Christmas Day, but it was important that we put the ball away before Christmas. We can celebrate with our families, we can have a really good time, and then we can get ready, hopefully, you know, weather permitting, for the game against Ashton, who were third, fourth in the league. But we've shown another side of it. We showed big character, and that's what I'm immensely proud about. But I'll just take this opportunity, if I can, just to wish everyone a safe, a happy Christmas. Thanks to everybody for continual support of the football club, and you know, hope you celebrate it in a good way with your families, and if you can get to Hurst Cross on Boxing Day, then do so.
I'm so glad that you will have a happy Christmas.
I will do. As I said, that to the lads, it's fantastic. So
please, Carson, congratulations and good wishes to the lads, and
cheers.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Thank you.